This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're a little delayed on getting the phone calls in because we've got so many great guests here in Porkfest, you know, that we can pull from and find out about their experience. Is it their first time here? And, you know, why are they here, etc.? And, of course, we'll get back to our normal format of focusing on you, the caller, here tomorrow night. But we are going to try to sneak your calls in, so I want to welcome Jeffrey Tucker, who is taking over for Mark for at least for the next hour. Jeffrey, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. Of course, I'm so honored to be here, actually.
Is this your second Pork Fest?
No, this is my number one.
Really?
No, I mean, I saw for the first time such beauty this morning. Actually, it was 3 a.m. when I arrived, right?
Oh, wow.
Completely lost. I arrived, you know, in a rented car, confused and lost, and of course, what happens, right? You can fill in the details, right?
Free Staters took care of it?
Of course. Free Staters, you know, took me out of my car and got me to my hotel room and helped me orient myself and took me to a bonfire where I met about, you know, 50 other people immediately.
And this was at, what, 5 in the morning?
No, 3 a.m.
Okay,
right, 3. Of course.
Had the sun
right.
started coming up yet at
no,
that point?
No, not at that point. No, of course, but I felt so welcome. So I feel like it's my true home that I've never visited.
You know, that's not an uncommon sentiment
people
here
say that.
At Porkfest. Yeah. And not just at Porkfest, but in New Hampshire in general.
Yeah.
You know, even if you can't come up during this week, which there's no doubt Porkfest is the best week to come visit New Hampshire every year.
Yeah.
But even if you can just come up any old week, and as you said, you're going to be sticking in New Hampshire for a few days.
Yeah.
And you just go around to Manchester or Keene or the Seacoast, and you'll meet people and you know in those
you
places,
know,
and they're just so friendly.
There's a sense of utopia about Porkfest. It's very interesting. It's like, what is this utopia made of? It's made of a conviction that people can get along if we can just get rid of authority, essentially. And you feel it from people. There's a dying conviction, you know, really, to just sort of serve each other. And you feel it.
There's definitely
part
a vibe
of
at Porkfest.
No, you
I want to introduce
it.
Our next, or you're not our guest, you're our guest co-host.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey. I just wanted
right.
to introduce you. But also, on our third microphone, Nick Gillespie, from Reason Magazine, Reason.tv, etc. Nick, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Like Jeff, this is my first Porkfest, and I, too, am totally digging the vibe. It's it reminds me, I've read a lot about the 60s, things like The Human Being and, you know, other places like Woodstock. And, you know, there's a real sense here of something happening that is interesting, human, kind of, it has a direction, but it's not directed by anybody.
Sure.
It's wonderful. And I got to tell you, I mean, I was squeezing by earlier into a port-a-john, one of the downsides, I suppose, between two guys who were carrying machine guns, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
And yet, like, I didn't feel worried at all.
No,
whereas when I go to an airport bathroom and there's a guy in there with a machine gun, I'm a little bit nervous.
Absolutely.
It's a very special place.
It's probably one of the safest places to be at this moment.
I certainly hope so.
So many people here are armed, and, you know, as you mentioned, there's
armed,
guns,
but not dangerous.
And there's lots of drugs here as well, so we've got the two together, and yet everything is totally fine.
You know, I left my property at the doorstep of my hotel. Which went in an unlocked door, and I just had some sense.
What number is that? Because I think I'm leaving the show before you, so I might as well.
It's number 21. Actually, you're welcome to steal whatever I have. It's
so
not going to happen.
Where'd you come up from? Is it D.C.?
I flew in from D.C.
There's not much of a vibe in D.C., I imagine.
No, there's a vibe, but, I mean, it's kind of like a death rattle. You know, that has a certain rhythm to it as well. And, you know, again, I mean, for me, this is, I'm a big fan of movies, movie musicals, Broadway musicals, and I like Brigadoon, which is about a town that appears, once like every 10,000 years. And Porkfest kind of feels like that. And what is exciting to me about a place like this and just the interesting people. I mean, we just heard like a brilliant lecture from Patrick Byrne, the co-founder of Overstock.com, that was rich in philosophy and history. You know, earlier people were, you know, doing karaoke the first night. There was a great dance party last night. There are very interesting things going on. But to get back to that Brigadoon question, like, can you make a town like that, a magical town, be here every day?
Well, that's actually the question I wanted to ask you. Do you think that Porkfest is unique and unusual and a kind of Brigadoon situation because of the ideological orientation of people here? Or do you think that there's a possibility of creating a sort of global community based on the principles of freedom with a common sense understanding of leave us alone and everything can flourish?
Yeah, I think the latter. And I, you know, one of the things, I think it can. I think a lot of, you know, utopian communities or intentional communities or whatever, they fail because they have very narrow ideas of what is legitimate in the community. Right. Whereas what Porkfest does, and I think this is true of libertarianism or minarchism and certainly of anarchism, it and to borrow a metaphor from Burns' speech, it's about an operating system that allows a lot of different programs to run without crashing the system. It's not about, okay, you get on my bus or else I'm or else I'm running you over. It's no, let's have an infinite number of things going on.
So there's a great deal of ideological diversity here. Yep. You've noticed this, right? Yep.
There are people who, you know, want to, you know, attack the police without provocation. There are others who will wait. There are, you know, no, I mean,
that's a huge diverse range.
That, well, that certainly has been a conversation that's been happening across the Liberty Movement. And what we see happening here in New Hampshire, and this is my seventh Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I moved here from Florida back in 2006, so I've had the opportunity to see both this event grow and the Free State Project grow. And you're right. One of the strengths of this movement is the decentralization. There's so much happening here in New Hampshire, we can't really even begin to talk about it all because I wouldn't know about it all. I mean, I know about some of the stuff happening in the Keene area where I live, but I couldn't tell you half of the things happening out in the Portsmouth area or in Manchester. There's so many projects, so many intertwined groups, and you know, somebody's volunteering on five different things. I mean, it's there's nothing like this anywhere else. Yeah, you've got the Libertarian Party grinding away in the other 49 states and not getting anywhere. There's no other movement that has had an impact like this. I'm glad you, you're here to experience it.
Well, and, you know, the other thing, and I think Jeff and I were talking about this earlier today, you know, a lot of this, I'm kind of a technological determinist. I mean, it's, you know, ideas matter, and they matter a lot because they help create technology, but when something is possible technologically, it's likely to happen, and that's part of this big decentralization. And, you know, what I'm excited about, a couple weeks ago on Reason, for Reason TV, we interviewed Ralph Nader, who, you know, He is very much on a kind of decentralist mindset now.
He used to write for the Freeman back in the 60s.
Yeah,
entirely incompatible with our views.
Absolutely not. And, you know, and this is, I'm not a fan of, there was, both among, kind of the old right as well as, many of the new left, there was a fetishizing of small, kind of small is beautiful.
Yeah.
And in Nader actually goes back to the agrarians and the fugitives. And I'm not fully there because I think a lot of times there's a parochialism and a localism that is punishing for people who are distinct. But what is different now, and this goes to the technological kind of enablement, is that you can have intensely local communities and small communities, but you can also at the same time, you know, live in a global community that is vast and different. And you can live in, you know, 15 or 20 different overlapping communities. Yeah. We're not that far, you know, really from where the Salem witch trials took place. And was, you know, people who look at that always talk about it as the village was very isolated. And, you know, people can be isolated now, but it's harder. But you can have what's going on here, and you can be in this place in this time, and you can also not be isolated at all from the rest of the world. And this
That's
is technology,
crucial.
And it's great.
Yeah. There's always a slight threat of the return of feudalism, isn't it? I mean, feudalism and statism is essentially the same thing in our time.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think a lot about this in terms of kind of alchemy and whatnot, or the, you know, you know, feudalism, part of its problem is that it was a fixed order, or that, you know, these things are never as fixed as the leaders want, but you were born into a status society, and that was, you know, the ball of wax was decided for you. But, you know, what is great about capitalism, what is great is it's a form of alchemy where it takes things that don't have much value on their own and then it recombines them into something. And the whole order that kind of, that it both reflects as well as it helps create is a world in which people are constantly changing, and you know, societies are changing, communities are changing, and you know, it's a very powerful kind of sense of mutation.
We're going to come back with more with Nick Gillespie. He is one of the guys behind Reason.com, Reason Magazine, Reason TV. We'll talk about that. Jeffrey Tucker is with us here on the second microphone. Both of these gentlemen, their first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is where we're broadcasting live here on the final night of an amazing festival. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
Quantum of Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
One man has been such a prophet. How can you have been such a prophet?
Yeah.
1927.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Unbelievable.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here live, extra live, in reality, at Porkfest 2014. The beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire are the location for Rogers Campground, which is an incredible location, a great venue. They love having the Porcupine Freedom Festival here. We had the gentleman who runs the campground, Crosby, on the show earlier this week, and even the seasonals, the people that are here just because they're here, not because of Porkfest, they really enjoy this time of year because it's such a great group of folks that are here for an entire week, and we're on the final night of that amazing event. We'll continue with more with Nick Gillespie from Reason Magazine, Reason.com, and Reason.tv here in moments. I want to also tell you about Quantum Vibe. When we manage to create robots that can look and act like humans, that is androids, will they be our slaves, our masters, or our partners in exploration and prosperity? Quantum Vibe, the science fiction adventure webcomic, suggests the answer is all of the above. As our heroes continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier, they encounter an android slave culture on terraformed and corporatized Mars, and later join forces with a liberated asteroid friend or android friend to avert a deadly disaster in the freewheeling asteroid belts. Quantum Vibe Volume 2. Murphy collects these adventures in a 161 full-color page-printed volume and is available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com. Of course, if you want to help Free Talk Live and get the latest volume of Quantum Vibe, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. So, Jeffrey Tucker and I continuing to host the show throughout the hour here at Porkfest 2014 with Nick Gillespie, the editor-in-chief of Reason.com, Reason.tv. Is there still a print magazine, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's about 50,000 monthly subscribers strong.
That seems like
amazing.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, at a good level for a long time. And, it's supplement. It's been, you know, Reason was founded in 1968. And we're going strong.
Well, that's interesting because the magazine business, as I'm sure you are well aware, is not going strong in a lot of ways. Many magazines have shut down entirely.
Well, although if I can push back on that, it is true for, I mean, and this is happening in a lot of markets where it's true for any individual actor in the market, but the market is actually very strong. So it's a great time for print culture.
Really?
But it's really hard for any particular bookseller, book author, magazine, publisher to turn a buck or to get an audience. But that's actually because the marketplace, the barriers to entry have lowered so much. There's a lot more stuff going on.
That's very interesting.
So you're saying there's more print now?
Yeah,
than before?
I'm almost certain if you looked at just the number of titles that are introduced each year, there's an overall market size.
How much of the average bookstore and magazine stand can I get Reason?
Yeah, if like a Barnes & Noble and most independent bookstores, that are more geared towards kind of university.
Is it, it's spontaneous buying that drives your subscriptions?
The subscribers, newsstand sales for us. If we're selling, 45 or 50,000 copies a month, maybe 1 or 2,000 are from newsstands.
Digital is a replacement for print,
it's a supplement. Yeah, and, about 20% of our monthly subscribers are actually do it through like Kindle or Nook or whatever, like a digital form. Yeah. But then we also have all of the content eventually goes up at Reason.com. And like a lot of technologies, radio was bumped. Its hegemony was destroyed by TV, but it didn't disappear. There are actually more radio stations now than there were, 50 years ago. TV is being supplanted by the internet, but TV will still linger on.
Do you think that the success of Reason is due to your sort of institutional understanding of the merit of markets?
No, that would be nice. I don't know. Yeah. Our slogan has been for a long time, free minds and free markets, and what we've been trying to do, you go through, you're on winning streaks and kind of droughts, hitting droughts and stuff like that. But we talk about free minds and free markets, so, we try and do a couple of different things. We try to talk about the philosophical underpinnings, but also the power and intensity and kind of fun of thinking through things seriously, but then also looking at free markets and how, and I think this was Mises or Hayek at some point said, that the free market is a specific application of a broader classical liberal theory, which is based on choosing and individuals being respected and given space to create the life that they want. So we talk about that. We talk about threats from government, but then we also talk about, what people are doing with the freedom they have. Last year, actually, after Porkfest, we had a great feature story by Gary Quinn in the magazine about, Porkfest comes of age because it was the 10th anniversary. So, you show where the threats are, you show where the crackdowns are, and then you also show how people are building the world that they're imagining.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the coverage that y'all have provided to not just the Free State Project, but also some of the things that have gone on in Keene. I don't know how much, as the editor-in-chief, you have as far as deciding what goes where, but I appreciate
the
coverage.
Well, you know, one of the things that, and this is something that I know Jeff is very strong on, and it's important because we're at that point now where all of us could spend the rest of our lives tackling every regulation on the books and trying to get it, and that's important to do, to really squeeze this state as much as you can, or arbitrary control. But we're also, you know, big fans of what John Stuart Mill called experiments in living. And, you know, it really, in the end, you know, we have an ability to exit systems that are repressive or suppressing us. And it's really important to show, to have those experiments in living, and that to show when they work and when they don't, and why they work and why they don't.
Well, that raises really, I think, Reason TV, actually, as an institution. Because Reason TV has been this beautiful thing that's sort of overcome the established media, really, and
it supplements it. Yeah, I mean, again,
it's going to bring new people to your brand.
Yeah, but you know, this, and again, this is technology. Reason TV started in 2007, and Drew Carey, who had been a longtime subscriber to the magazine, he had the game show he was running at the time. His sitcom and whatnot had all ended their runs, and he had taken a video journalism course, basically, because he was interested in that. And he said, hey, why don't we take advantage of basically cheap, high quality cameras and the ability to put stuff online.
Sure.
You know, and let's see what we can do and try and, you know, because video is a different way of telling a story than a print article is. And so, you know, the barriers to entry come down, and, you know, more people enter it, and it allows you to tell a different type of story. And, you know, we've had a couple of stories, and we have a great story coming out soon on Reason TV over the next couple of weeks about these renal cavity searches in New Mexico that were very
What's
big.
What's going on with that?
Well, you know,
the guy that was searched?
Yeah, I was going to say that you think of New Mexico and Area 51, and there's anal probing from aliens. This is cops who are pulling people over, and under the flimsiest of pretenses are saying, okay, you know, a drug dog has signaled that there's drugs in the car. We can't find any trace of them.
And you have video?
Yeah, and it's the police video, because they, you know, interestingly, you know, many police film, you know, and it's good that they film everything and then they have to show that as evidence, but it is just stunning when you see the interaction between this guy where the drug dog says, there's something in the car, they can't find it, and literally the cop keeps saying, is it in your ass? Is it in your ass? They take him to a hospital.
They force doctors to.
They x-ray him. They give him laxatives. They, you know, they rape him. Yeah, I mean, they digitally rape him. You know, and
they kept coming. Yeah, we heard about this story on probably got it from
Reason.com. That'll be coming out. Yeah.
By
the way, that's not an experiment in living story. That's one about the repression of the state.
Hey, it's been great having you on.
Yeah,
Nicholas, thanks for coming to Porkfest 2014. An amazing event, and we're glad that you can be a part of it. We're going to continue here in moments with another hour and a half of Free Talk Live from the final night of Porkfest 2014.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, whatever you want.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Porkfest 2014, and we're here to do the final episode from this amazing event. It's been yet another wonderful year. Buzz's Big A Dance Party last night. I took the night off for it, and boy, was it an amazing show. Stephanie Murphy, our Sunday night co-host, was involved, as was I. We were dancing on boxes and things like that, and man.
That really happened?
Oh, wait. Jeffrey Tucker's with me, too. Yes.
Yeah, that really happened?
It sure did. You could have been there, but you were a little bit late.
Yeah, no, I was driving.
Next time. You don't want to miss Buzz's Big A Dance Party.
Yeah, I know. I apologize to it this morning.
So, Jeffrey Tucker here for at least the remainder of the hour as we continue talking with interesting people who are here at Porkfest for various different reasons. We're going to do that here in a moment, but also want to remind you about modup.net. This is where you can go to learn about modafinil, and it's an investigation you may want to engage in if you're feeling fatigued. If you need focus and you're trying to get that extra edge where and when it counts, modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and learn about modafinil. They've got fast delivery delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. You also get a discount if you pay with Bitcoin, and that discount's pretty deep. It's 33% off if you go to modup.net and pay with Bitcoin. Use code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order. That's modup.net with code FTL. And remember that Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go to modup.net and use code FTL as we continue here from Porkfest 2014. Jeffrey Tucker and myself interviewing various interesting people here. Julia is up next. Last name, Turansky? I'm totally butchering it. I'm so sorry. You are from BraveTheWorld.com, a site I am not yet familiar with. Can you give me a briefing? What is it?
It's just a promotion of anti-state mentality, and I've recently been heavily into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and the potential.
What do you mean recently? I mean, I talked to you like a year ago.
Well, now I'm actively doing something that I hope will help things along in terms of preventing the coercion of these wonderful technologies.
Where are you from?
I'm from Russia originally, but I live in Toronto.
And you've come here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time?
For the first time, and not the last.
Oh, right. So I take it you're enjoying yourself.
I really am.
Have you ever been to anything quite like this before?
I cannot insult it and say yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, today you've been walking around completely in bare feet. I mean, it alarmed me slightly as a man who walks around in leather shoes. how do you manage that?
You know, I run when the pavement's hot.
So tell me about Brave the World. Is it a blog? I mean, what do you do over there?
Well, it's mostly a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So I cover a lot of topics like pro-gun. Kind of, I do a bit on anti-radical feminism. I do a lot on anarchy and a little bit of my own philosophy that's interlaced in other concepts that I already subscribe to. So, check it out. I hope you like it.
Yeah, definitely. So, how did you get into the whole freedom movement thing?
Oh, that's, you know, I guess I had a really good kind of foundation just by the way that my parents treated me and what my parents did. We were from the Soviet Union originally, and my father was one of the first business owners after the Soviet collapse.
Oh, really?
Right. So I always had that kind of entrepreneurial example, and my parents are the kind of people who have always done everything for themselves. They've never relied on any kind of outside assistance, and that comes from kind of a Soviet mentality because Russian people are used to not having anybody help them.
How did you get your video skills, your video editing skills?
I was part of actually a viral video years ago when I was 17 years old. And this is still, YouTube was big, but, you know, a million views was, like, viral, big. Mm-hmm. And it was the number one video on YouTube for a week.
Wow, what was it?
It was, it's called Escape from City 17. It's a little short based on a game called Half-Life.
Oh.
So it's really embarrassing. I cannot act. I'm just, like, running around yelling in Russian with a gun. But the project was really fun, and I helped produce it. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to edit. I learned how to do rotoscoping, and I thought that that was, you know, nothing came of it for me, and I kind of left it in my past, and then the road brought me here, and I'm like, oh, good, I remember how to do this.
Now, you've been working on a Bitcoin video for how long?
Oh, my, a month.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the Declaration of Bitcoin's Independence, and when I say Bitcoin, I really mean cryptocurrency,
sure.
And I did a video called The Basic Bitches of Bitcoin, and so it was kind of an aggressive, it was kind of a troll on myself, because I had recently transcended from being...
Wait a minute, wasn't I interviewed in this Basic Bitches of Bitcoin video series?
You were interviewed at the conference, but no, it wasn't part
of
a series.
Okay.
No, that was the I Am Anarchy series.
Okay.
You were not.
I was slightly confused. Right.
But the video was kind of a troll on myself because I had recently transcended from being a basic Bitcoin bitch myself to really appreciate what this, it's not just a technology, not just a currency, not just a commodity or an investment. It's an idea that will take us outside of the current oppressive systems that we are forced to be part of.
Now, what year were you born, actually? Can I ask that?
No.
No, I mean, okay, let me ask it in a different way. Do you have any memory of the Soviet Union?
No.
You have no memory?
No, I have memory of living in Russia, but it was like immediately post-Soviet.
But you have your
parents. I remember Russia.
You have a sense.
I have a lot of beautiful childhood memories from growing up in Russia, which there's a lot of freedom if you're on farmland and all that. And
yeah.
I'm really glad I moved when I moved, because being there now, as even as a preteen or a teenager or a young adult, I think is incredibly devastating.
But why is currency freedom so important to you? Why were you attracted to it?
Well, you know, I think that during the Soviet Union, the only way people survived is through the exercise of deep black market systems that were there because people weren't allowed to, you know, have commerce and allowed to do exchanges without being imprisoned, basically. They had to do it in the way that the state dictated.
So why do you think that that applies in the case of the U.S.? Isn't the U.S. a free country?
You know the answer to that. But well, it applies because the U.S. is moving towards more and more every year socialized systems and our monetary system. I'm from Canada, but I'll just say R because it's easier. Our monetary system is socialized because they control what our money is worth. And now with cryptocurrency, I'll have to steal this line from Andreas Antonopoulos, who I greatly admire.
He's amazing,
and he endorsed my Basic Bitches video, which was I was high for a day from that. But so I have to steal this line from him. Before, the people who controlled money held the power. So the control of money was power. Now, money is power. Currency is literally power. Having a Bitcoin is financial freedom, unless it's coerced, which is happening. So let's stop it, please.
I love it. Awesome. I'm so glad you're here. How's it been for you at Porkfest, and how long have you been here?
I've been here since Tuesday, and everybody I meet is just phenomenal. I haven't had a bad experience.
So you've moved from Russia to Canada. Are you considering a move to New Hampshire?
I have to say no, because my family, we run a small business, and I think that it's important to also spread these messages in your own communities and have this decentralized grid network of freedom that maybe link up. So hopefully, maybe we can, not maybe a free state project in Canada, but I every day talk to people who don't think like me, and every year it becomes easier and easier to get through to them. And that's important, just as important as having a community that all think the same.
Julia, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. She's from BraveTheWorld.com and the Brave the World YouTube channel. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We'll continue with more. Jeffrey Tucker is going to stick with me, and we'll talk to the presidential candidate for 2016. Vermin Supreme is next on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And we get the best guests here at Porkfest. It's just so much fun to be around a great group of people, people that care about freedom. And then there's Merman Supreme, who actually doesn't really care about freedom at all. He.
See, I knew it. I knew it. Something terrible was about to happen. You know, I had some sense. I had some segment. But something bad is going to happen.
He's back on Free Talk. To lead you into a new 2016.
All of this is true. All of this is true.
He's already got my vote. Berman, he's back in the race. In fact, Berman Supreme, we've had you on the show in the past, back in the 2012 campaign when you were up against...
Yes!
You went up against Ron Paul in that race in the Democratic presidential primary, as well as some other candidates.
Yes!
You went up against Ron Paul
in New Hampshire, you could actually vote for Ron Paul in the Democratic presidential primary.
Why is that?
Why are you bringing up that sore subject?
Why is this weird?
Is it a sore subject?
You know that's a very sore subject, and the reason that's a very sore subject is because I have bragging rights. I came in third in the New Hampshire primary ballot. I was the third person on the, you know, who was listed on the ballot. Now, if you throw in Ron Paul and a couple other write-ins, I dropped to about the seventh.
Really? So what's the plan for the future? Where do we go?
Well, hold on, Jeffrey. Before you have the plan for the future, Tucker is here. He is new to Vermin Supreme.
I am new to Jeffrey Tucker.
I'm new to you, and I'm already admire you. I'm in favor of your, your rule of the universe, actually.
So you've got a potential voter here.
I want you to rule me. I'm all about it.
Vermin,
whatever you run for, I vote for.
Hey.
I want to pitch. I want you should have pitched this guy. I mean, he could vote for you in theory.
Anybody could vote for me in theory. Yeah.
What's the pitch? If not just for Jeffrey, but for our thousands of listeners out there, who is Vermin Supreme? Why are you running in 2016?
I am running because I can. Because this is America, damn it. And I am a qualified candidate
to
run.
Wait a minute. Our political system doesn't allow people like you and involved. And you're not allowed. You're not permitted, really.
People like
that
you?
That may be true up to a point, my friend.
Because you're a normal person.
However, I may be the only candidate who willingly will not represent you in government at any time ever. However, I can certainly not represent you outside of government.
I love this idea of voting for somebody who won't represent me.
And you do not have to vote for me. That's not even an important thing. In the state of New Hampshire, granted, New Hampshire is the only state where your vote count really matters to my campaign. And even then, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. That doesn't matter.
I want to, if we have to have a government, I have some weird sense that you should be in head of it, actually.
Well, once again, generally, I'm Vermin Supreme, the friendly fascist, a tyrant that you can trust, and you should let me run your life because I do know what is best for you. And
what is best, Vermin? I mean, what are some of the current campaign pushes? What are the topics you're going to be
I'm trying to really hit hard, real issues that are important to the New Hampshire citizen, the average Joe in the street, and that is why I am promising to rebuild the old man of the mountain. That's my pledge to you, the people of New Hampshire. We will bring back the federal funds from D.C. that we need to recreate that beloved, craggy, old man of the mountain. Are you with me, people? Once again, we're live in front of a live studio audience. I just wanted to remind people that.
What does this old man do?
Well, he will shoot lasers out of his eyes, and he will breathe fire, and he will protect the great state of New Hampshire from neighboring states and other hazards.
What does this cost me anything?
Not a penny.
Okay. That's all I really care about.
Not a Bitcoin. Not even a little Bitcoin.
How about the mandatory teeth brushing? Is that still something that you're out there pushing? Because I think that's a really important issue.
Sir, I can take a cue. Gingivitis has been eroding the gum line of this great nation of ours long enough and must be stopped. For too long, our country has been suffering a great moral and oral decay
That's your one law that you favor?
Oh, no.
A country's future depends on its ability to bite back. We can no longer be a nation indentured. Our very salivation is at stake.
Yeah.
Join me as we bite the bullet and cross the bridgework into the 23rd century. May we become a sea of shining, smiling faces from sea to shining sight. Thank you.
I have to brush. Yes. I have to brush.
Yes, you must brush.
Is there anything else?
Secret
I have
dental
to do?
Police,
is
dental there... re-education camps. Yes, that's all.
Is there anything else?
Computer, dental chip implants, DNA gene splicing, great race, race of winged monkeys to act as tooth fairy enforcers. Yes, there is so much more,
I
my friend.
All these things I already do, so I don't feel coerced so far.
All right, perhaps you need to be informed about the imminent zombie apocalypse and my secret plan to deal with such an event. And of course, I'm not going to tell you that secret plan because it is a secret plan. But please be assured that I am the only candidate who is actively tackling this most extreme and urgent issue, the imminent zombie apocalypse. And not only that, my friend, but we will be harnessing the awesome power of zombies by utilizing the latest in giant hamster wheel technology.
Ah,
it will lessen our
work.
Yes, sir. Make those undead earn their keep. Studies show that most relatives are pretty okay with it and don't want to know the details.
In some sense, I'm immediately oddly persuaded, actually. Your platform sounds more persuasive than anything I've ever heard, actually, from the mainstream parties.
Well, you are a highly intelligent man. That much is obvious.
Who are you? In fact, Jeffrey was asking me off the air, Vermin, which party will you be running for this year? I know you've run for both in the past, haven't you?
Once again, I'm in various negotiations. I reached out to a couple Republican operatives here today, in fact, entering negotiations, offering the possibility that the Republican operatives finance my campaign.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, I'll review with
it. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Do they fear you?
Before when we're off radio.
Do they fear you?
Well, let me say that no campaign is particularly pleased when they see my posse and myself rolling towards them on the street in New Hampshire. They're never thrilled, but generally they take it fairly good naturedly because they know that I'm doing it to every other damn candidate up here. I can say damn, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Thank you. That'll be my cuss word.
George Carlin's seven dirty words are the only ones.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that clarification.
So what's next for the campaign? What do you get? I mean, obviously Pork Fest is a big event.
Well, Pork Fest is a very big event. I feel like I'm really reaching out to my strong libertarian Free State constituency. I'm meeting the people. I'm greeting the people. And feeling mighty fine about it. As I have been hammering home here, this is a major mission. I have a goal, and I do believe that we can hit that matching fund level.
Does that work?
Well, federal matching funds, and I'd like to point out again that it is not tax money. It is not taxpayer money. That does not make up the public matching funds. Granted, the people who are filling out the tax forms have the opportunity to check a little box off that says they're willing to kick in $3 into this pool. Mm-hmm. This is the pool of money that I'm attempting to tap into.
Have you done this successfully in the past, or would this be the first year?
This is the first year that I've attempted such a outrageous endeavor.
It's a lofty goal.
It's a goal, and the only reason I'm attempting this goal, friends, is because I believe it is a possible goal. It is it's a chunk of change, but I've broken it down in my mind. It comes down to 50 people in each of these 20 states putting down $100 towards my campaign. If that happens, then that money will double.
Count me in for one of the 50 in New Hampshire. Will you pass that down to Berman? I've got $100 for you there, Berman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matching funds.
Yeah. And so we're going to go for the federal matching funds, and if we do that, then I'm going to have a bigger budget. Once again, I mean, mine campaign has always been a shoe run on a shoelace. Shoestring is holding my pants, usually.
Wait a minute. I'm slightly confused about your platform. Do you want to summarize it in one sentence?
Yes. Ooh. Free ponies.
Yeah.
Thank you. Free ponies. It's really can be summed up in free ponies. Good. Yes. No new taxes. Thank you.
Where would one go if one is not here to hand you money to give money to the campaign?
At this moment, we have no mechanism to collect the funds. However, that is not even necessary at this point in the campaign because the government doesn't recognize it until it will be dated. The instruments of the financial contribution must be dated no earlier than January 1st, 2015. So that's when the hard sell goes.
Is it doing me any good to give you the $100 right now?
Well, I'm going to pocket it. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're very generous. You're very kind and generous.
I appreciate everything you do.
And that's why I'm here at Pork Fest.
Why did you give Bitcoin? Is there a reason you gave Federal Reserve notes?
Well, actually, you know what? I like to spend the Federal Reserve notes. I usually want to have an incentive to give someone Bitcoin. Are you accepting Bitcoin, Berman? I guess that's an important question here.
I don't have a cell phone. I'm a bit of a technophobe in my personal world. But once again, that's okay because my fingers don't go anywhere near this money. This money goes through my
kitchen. Say that either. Just got off again. I'll cut your mic off at this point. Thanks, Berman. I appreciate you being on Free Talk Live. He's great. He's here at Porkfest 2014.
Federal Communications Commission.
I promise you we're going to have you back on, Berman, to give us an update on the campaign.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.